Is there a true difference between child-free entrepreneur advice and entrepreneur advice? I say yes. That's up next. Welcome to the Not a Mama Life podcast, where our child-free views are heard, matter, and celebrated in life, love, relationships, work, entrepreneurship, and much more. This is your judgment-free, no questions asked corner of the podcast world, and I am glad you're here. Let's live our Not a Mama Life. What's different about being a child-free entrepreneur? Well, I can tell you, there is a difference. When it comes to entrepreneurship, the field is oversaturated with mama entrepreneurs. And I'm here to tell you that you're not going to hear any of that here, but what you will hear is that the advice is very different. The advice is always targeted to busy moms. Well, that's not us. We are busy. We have lives. Some of us have pets. Some of us have different types of families. But the advice is, in fact, different. Being a child-free entrepreneur, we have different time frames. We have different deadlines. We have different budgets. We have different needs. And that needs to be addressed. I do not feel that as a whole, the entrepreneur space focuses on women or men that are child-free, but especially child-free women. How dare we not have children? How dare we want to have our own businesses, have the freedom of having our own businesses? As an entrepreneur myself, who has been in this space for about 4 years now, I can tell you that it is very hard to find a woman entrepreneur that's child-free. And when you do find the woman entrepreneur that's child-free, not many of them are open about it. Not many of them are standing tall announcing that. So yes, it's different advice, it's a different space, and it's a space that you need to recognize the differences going in. If you are a woman that's child-free, that is looking to become an entrepreneur, my biggest advice to you is dig deep into any brands you are connected with. It's okay to like those mama entrepreneurs, but also seek the advice, the mentorship, the free content, the podcast, things that are out there that are being created by women that are child-free entrepreneurs. There are so many books out there. There are so many podcasts out there. There are so many Instagram influencers and business women to follow. Just make sure that your playing field, so to speak, your field of influence, your field of mentors is equally diverse as you are. So for me, being a child-free Black woman, a woman of color, I need to make sure that who I'm following and who I'm taking advice from and who I consider to be a virtual mentor is just diverse as I am. I'm also anti-racist. I'm also an ally to the LGBTQIA community, as well as being child-free. So all of those things must be looked at when you are choosing who to follow, who to invest money with, who to have as a mentor or a coach. And so, yes, being a child-free entrepreneur is very different. The scope of our available mentors, mentees, all of these different things is different. It's more narrow, but you can find it. I promise you. You can find it. What I'll leave you with is knowing someone that is like-minded like you. For example, finding that child-free woman entrepreneur that is rocking her thing. Having someone like-minded is only beneficial. You certainly don't need to find someone exactly like you. Well, first of all, you would never find that because we're all very different. But find someone that has similar quirks, similar personality, someone who has similar values and a similar mission. That's what's going to be a good fit. And of course, if they're child-free, that's the cherry on top. That's a wrap. Thanks for spending your time with me. Would love for you to share this podcast with your child-free BFF. And when you do so, make sure you tag me over on Instagram at notamama. And while you're there, let's continue this conversation. Until next time, go live your not a mama life.